A very good morning to you.
It'll this Christmas be 1 year since Wye River and Sepp Creek saw 116 homes burned down, many of them permanent residents. What's your concern in the adjournment speech last night?
Well, last night in the Parliament, John, I spoke out about the way in which AAMI is treating a number of homeowners in Wye River and Separation Creek. These homeowners have taken out a complete replacement cover, which is meant to give them the complete cost of rebuilding their home. But unfortunately, AAMI is making life extremely difficult, refusing to give them the funds they need to rebuild their home. They're underquoting, and of course, these homeowners have been left high and dry. The tactics are pretty appalling, and I'm estimating, based on the number of people I've spoken to, there's about six different homeowners. They've been underquoted by between $100,000 and $250,000.
It wouldn't be the first time that people are in dispute with an insurance company. If you can't resolve matters, you can always just go to court. Is that not the best way to resolve this?
Well, John, I think you know that that's just not a practical way forward. And what a pity it is. The other insurers like CGU and RACV, I've heard very good reports about the way in which they've dealt with policyholders in Wye River. I mean, this is very traumatic. And these homeowners are paying mortgages for homes that don't exist. They can't even get any funds to get some independent costings done by getting some plans drawn up. So I'm also concerned about AAMI's misrepresentation. They say that this complete replacement cover is meant to take all the worry away. They'll either rebuild themselves or they'll provide the appropriate funds to rebuild. But that simply has not happened. And I have called on AAMI to provide the justice that they should have provided many, many months ago. Just as an example, John, they prepare a scope of works, and there was some wastewater works required because, of course, there's no proper sewage in Wye River. Everyone's on a septic system. AAMI's quote is $16,500, but the real cost, quoted by reputable builders, is between $50,000 and $60,000. And these homeowners can't go to the Financial Services Ombudsman because of the threshold involved. So it really is pretty disgraceful what I've seen. And as I say, they're a standout. The other insurers have acted very responsibly.
Are you hoping to put pressure then, public pressure, through the Parliament and the media on an insurance company?
Well, what I do as a member for Corangamite is I speak out for the people I represent. And this bushfire was absolutely traumatic. It was a miracle no one was killed. And when people are treated badly on any issue, John, as a local member, I will speak out. And when they're treated badly by whether it's Coles or Woolworths or Telstra, or in this case, AAMI, it is my responsibility to speak out and to make sure that people in the Corangamite electorate get the justice they deserve.
Is there any complication here because of the requirement to rebuild to the higher building code levels, the bushfire attack levels, the BALs? Is that in some way complicating it, that the cost of rebuilding now is so much higher than the cost of the value of what was destroyed?
Well, the replacement cover, John, requires that AAMI provide the funds to rebuild the home, and that includes rebuilding to the bushfire attack level.
But is that the point of the dispute? In other words, you might have lost quite a humble home, but you're not allowed to rebuild a humble home. You have to build according to the higher bushfire level, safety levels.
Well, I don't think that may be one issue, but I don't think it is. I mean, what AAMI is doing, they've gone to building companies and companies that don't even build homes in places like Oakley and Dandenong, which have got no local knowledge of the very steep terrain in Wye River.
Which is quite extraordinary if people aren't familiar with it. You basically are building houses up on poles and sometimes a long way up on poles.
Well, that's right. It is quite complex terrain. There's no doubt about it. And, of course, these building companies don't carry any of the risk. And every time you get a quote to build a house, there's contingency built into the quote. So what AAMI is doing is quite deliberately lowballing these quotes. And of course, the homeowners have got nowhere to go. So it's pretty disgraceful. I mean, one woman who doesn't want to be named, and she's a permanent resident, she's actually actually saying that this conduct by Amy has been more traumatic than losing most of her home in the fire. She's homeless, she's staying with friends, and it's nearly a year. So frankly, it's incredibly disappointing that Amy has taken this approach and we aren't seeing a responsible insurer really showing care and compassion for these homeowners.
Well, you've flushed out a response. Let's hear it from Suncorp in just a moment. Thank you indeed, Ms. Henderson. Sarah Henderson is the Liberal backbencher for the seat of Corangamite, covering the Surf Coast and off to the west of Geelong. Spoke in the Parliament in the adjournment debate last night. It's all there on the transcript and the Hansard if you want to read the full version of it. Rob White is the official spokesperson for AAMI. The parent company is Suncorp Insurer. Mr. White, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Are you being mean to people who lost their homes a year ago?
Not at all. I mean, I appreciate, you know, the concerns and so on. It's obviously very stressful, and some of these claims are very complex. I'll just point out that of the 63 claims received, only 7 are in negotiation with customers, and these claims have not been denied. It's just discussions about costs, and you hit on one issue was on the changes in requirements in the area. But, you know, at the same time, we appreciate people are very concerned, and we are trying to move this as fast as possible. And we've been using independent assessors, by the way. There's been no using their own people. It's independent assessors making these, giving us the quotes, and we abide by those. We are in discussion with these customers pretty well every day now, or trying to be, see if we can get this sorted as soon as possible. And we have had discussions with Ms. Henderson as well about this. So honestly, we understand that there's some stress involved, but we are trying to move this as fast as possible. These claims have not been denied. It's just discussion over costs.
Well, you can hardly deny that you're insuring someone that when you're insuring them, but you're effectively preventing them from moving ahead. If you're as far out as she described, a $50,000 job is being quoted at $16,000. Well, that's never going to happen, is it?
I can't talk about what particular builders she's quoting, but we are using independent assessors to actually give us the numbers. And look, we are in discussion with these people, and we will try to resolve it as soon as possible.
Well, that doesn't tell me anything, Mr. White. I do appreciate you coming on air, but a $50,000 septic replacement can't be done on a $16,000 allowance, can it?
I honestly don't know that much detail on
that
one.
Well, she does. She's put it in the Parliament, no less.
Yeah. All right. What I can say is that we are talking to these people and we're trying to move it as fast as possible because, obviously, we want to get it sorted as well for these people.
Do you misrepresent your product if it in fact is marketed?
No. And
if it's called total replacement cover and that's the marketing, and I've checked the brochures, well, then the public are entitled to assume that you mean what you say.
And absolutely, and that's what we're doing. But it just sometimes there are some extra things that have to be sorted out, some discussions on architectural changes and things like that. It does take time.
Is it to do with the bushfire attack level building codes?
That included in that problem. Local council require certain requirements. We had to abide by those. It just takes a bit longer than we would have hoped to get it sorted. This is not a deliberate strategy. That's not our job. Our job is to get people back into their lives as quick as we can. These unfortunate ones have taken longer than we would want to do, and we're trying to sort them out and hopefully get them sorted very quickly.
Well, those are fine sentiments, Mr. White, but I think the public are entitled to judge your corporation on the basis of what you do, not what you say. And
absolutely.
I understand you may have settled and resolved many of them, but there's at least 10% or more now that are outstanding, and that's nearly for a year. People in great distress, including people who have lost their permanent residence, not their holiday home. That's inexcusable.
No, I understand that. And as I say, I'm very sorry that it's taken as long as it has. We are trying to move it as quickly as possible. We would have done so even without Ms. Henderson's involvement.
Well, how about we give it another week or two? But if it approaches the anniversary,
that would be
a little short of scandalous. We'll touch base both with her, with the residents, who we've done a lot of work with over the intervening periods, and also perhaps with you, and see if the next day or two, in fact, achieves something that otherwise has proven elusive.
Not exactly a day or two, but certainly as quickly as possible.
Well, when things need to move fast, they can move incredibly quickly when
absolutely
they have to. We all know that. Thank you, Mr. White. Rob White, on behalf of Suncorp, the parent company for AAMI. 14 minutes to 9 on 774 ABC Melbourne. John Fain with your text messages. Spot on, Sarah, on Wye River, and thank you. Insurance companies, gangsters, the lot of them. A year on, still not resolved. That's as fast as possible. Not so. And independent assessors, yes, sadly, when one's income is dependent on a corporation's favour, they're not as independent as you may think they are, those so-called independent assessors. Keep the texts coming, 0437 774.